We have to be the bearers of bad news because the Atlanta Braves, one of the greatest offenses we may ever see, went out with a whimper in four games against the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League Division Series. Rob, we're going to, a lot of things I guess we can go through. We can look back on the season. We can look at the missed opportunities throughout this series. All of it's there. And of course, we're going to be taking your calls at 404-726-0929. That's the number to get in. 404-726-0929. As we sat and watched this game, knowing what was on the line for the Braves with their backs firmly against the wall, Spencer Strider on the mound. We talked about it, 24 hours ago, Rob. I'm not as concerned with what was going to happen on the mound. I was concerned about what was going to happen at the plate, and it looks like those concerns were well-founded.
Spencer Strider had to be perfect tonight.
And he wasn't,
but he still gave him a chance to win.
Yes, he did.
I mean, of course, the Spencer slider, I guess you could say, because he's victimized by those pitches tonight, so it accounted for the couple of long balls. But, I mean, baseball, postseason baseball is such a weird thing to figure out and quantify. The swagger of this team 2 years ago, even as a fan watching, you could feel the energy emanating from that that dugout. And from whoever was up at the plate, you knew Jock Peterson was going to come up with a big hit. Eddie Rosario would come up with a big hit. That swagger was not there this year. You know where that swagger was? It was in the other dugout.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, and there's a certain amount of, and I know some folks hate this, but I don't really care because I'm the one hosting the show. There's a certain amount of cap tipping that goes on when a team beats you as thoroughly as the Phillies beat the Braves. They outscored them 20-8 in this series.
Wow.
They out-homered them, 11-3 in this series
as well. And two of those by Austin Riley.
Nick Castellanos, who, if there was a Division Series MVP, which there's not, would most certainly be it. Back-to-back multi-homer games for him. Bryce Harper would be your runner-up for that. Since we're not handing out fictitious awards, though, what you can look is the reality of the situation was we knew the Braves' offense had the capability to do big things. We also knew the Phillies had a pretty darn good offense as well. And as I came into the series looking at how it lined up, the tail of the tape, the Phillies had more than a puncher's chance, offensively speaking. And what they did was they came out and they knocked the champs down, and it looks like it was going to be pretty tough for the Braves to be able to get over that. And I say champs loosely just based on what it would be if you just lined up the offenses. But, hey, the Phillies have done this before. They stunned the Braves a year ago, and they do so again this year. And, Rob, I would say that this one, it stings a little bit worse than the one a season ago, and I'm not just trying to steep that in recency bias.
Well, of course it stings more because this is a historically good offense.
Yes.
1-9. There wasn't a weak bat in that lineup 1-9 until this series. For whatever reason, you can't quantify it, but here's some names for you. Think about this. Doc Gooden, Clayton Kershaw, Willie Mays, Joe Morgan, Jackie Robinson, A-Rod, Dave Winfield. What do they have in common? Never good in the postseason. For whatever reason, as great and legendary, as iconic as they were, you can't quantify it. That is baseball. That's just baseball. That's all you can say. You can sit there and say, fire Snicker. Oh, this lineup was built for the regular season. I don't know what that means either. I mean, as an emotional fan base, I know, I understand that. But this really hurts me because, you know, my first Braves game, I see your Atlanta Fulton County Stadium t-shirt. My first Braves game was in 1972 in that ballpark in May of that year. I got to see Roberto Clemente play. You know, I've been following the Braves for that long, covering them for forever. I don't know how many times on Turner Field I had to see, you know, the Cubs celebrate
someone
on that
else,
field,
yeah.
the Padres, somebody else. And it's just the worst feeling, especially as optimistic as I was coming into this postseason. I knew it wasn't a slam dunk. I knew the Phillies would be a tough out because they're so familiar with the Braves, they're not going to be intimidated by the lineup.
No, I didn't think they were. In the season series, the Braves took that 8-5. So you knew that, you know, this was not a club that came in feeling like, well, you're facing a team that has your number. The Braves handled their business there, but as you just pointed out, and as I think we can all see and we all know, and I'll state it anyway because I guess I have to, the postseason's a different creature. And the Philadelphia Phillies proved that a year ago, and they have a chance to prove it again here in October, and they've already sent the Braves a very clear message about, you know, division winners, 100-plus wins, all those things are great, but in the postseason, and Matt Olson said this after game 162, it all goes back to zero. All those things we did, now those go off to the side, and we got to do even bigger and better things in the postseason, and unfortunately for the Atlanta club, they were unable to open up that big offense and get things going. It looked like there might be that jolt of life after the Game 2 comeback win, but Philadelphia with the slugfest victory, 10-2 in Game 3, and then coming back out in Game 4 with a 3-1 win, the only run coming on a solo home run by Austin Riley. Spencer Strider, the victim of three solo home runs by the Philadelphia Phillies. But Rob, as we kind of start to, I guess, go through this and do the autopsy of this game and this season, The bases loaded opportunity with Ronald Acuna Jr. up there. The fly ball to deep center field was as good a chance as the Braves had outside of game two of really having something magical happen.